this is Sal Selly. Hope you all are doing well. It's 1:15 p.m. in Austin, Texas on Sunday, May 15th. I hope all of you are having an awesome weekend. I want to speak today about 86 is good enough. What do I mean by that? That is when the incremental cost to get to 100 far outweighs the benefit of an extra 14 points. What I mean by that is some people spend an inordinate amount of time fixating on trying to get to a perfection state and trying to make sure that everything is absolutely perfect, and that is really not worth it. I'd much rather deliver something with 86% so that you meet the timeline and you meet the goals and you meet the deadline, and it may not be absolutely perfect and fully buttoned up, but it's more than good enough. And in today's competitive digital era, speed is key. 100% of zero is still zero. So that's a choice we all have to make. And that's why I'm of the firm opinion that 86 is good enough. I'm not saying that you don't want to shoot for the stars. You should, and you should aim high, and you should try to achieve the best, knowing and recognizing that you may fall a little short of it, and that's okay. Life goes on. It's not the end of the world. At least you shipped the product out, and over time you can start to perfect it. This same principle applies in your personal life as well. In order to be good at something, you have to say no to something else. In order to be great at something, you have to say no to more things so that you can invest the time and effort it takes to excel in your area. I'm sure a lot of you have read Malcolm Gladwell's book called Outliers, and he talks about investing 10,000 hours to hone your craft. That's approximately 10 years. So in order for you to do that, you obviously have to put the rest of the things on the back burner and have a really focused approach to excelling at what you're doing. 86 is good enough means and is symbolic of the fact that perfection is a myth. It is not a reality. And if you strive for that and you try to get there, you may not even meet the deadline. You may not even be able to submit the project before the time. And if it is not submitted, then nobody cares how great it was. Because guess what? You didn't meet the deadline. It's the same principle that applies if you have a deadline of meeting your taxes or filing your taxes or turning in a project or buying a present for your wife on your anniversary or buying a birthday present for your son or your daughter. It need not be perfect, but if you get the perfect birthday present 2 days after the birthday is over, then you've lost out, right? That's what I mean by 86 is good enough. Let me know what your thoughts are. This was a quick podcast. This is Sal Selly. Talk to you soon. Thanks.